Pulmonological diagnostics starts with the interview of a patient. First of all, the character of complaints should be clarified, traditionally followed by anamnesis morbi et vitae. After that, the doctor turns to the physical investigation of the respiratory system, which is carried out in accordance with the conventional procedure of visual examination, palpation, percussion, auscultation, and special symptom check. The process is then completed by proper laboratory and instrumental methods of respiratory system investigation. The doctor establishes the correct diagnosis by means of analysis and synthesis of the findings obtained. The complaints are usually typical in respiratory system disorders. They are dyspnea, cough, chest pain, fever, and general sickness. Dyspnea is the most serious disorder of normal respiration, but breathlessness may be not only pathologic, but also physiologic. The disturbance of respiratory rhythm and breath rate is common in heavy physical strain, even in healthy and well-trained individuals. In this case, however, dyspnea is transient, is rapidly restored. The latter phenomenon is known in sports medicine as second wind. If the second wind does not come or comes too late, this may be an evidence of hidden cardiorespiratory failure and pathologic dyspnea of pulmonary or cardiac origin. Dyspnea has subjective and objective facets. If a patient complains of dyspnea, but the visible signs are absent, the dyspnea is called subjective. Objective dyspnea is registered as a complex of disorders in breath rate, depth, rhythm, as well as in relative duration of breathing phases. Surely, in overwhelming majority of cases, the objective sides of dyspnea comply with a subjective feeling of dyspnea. Subjective dyspnea, without any objective grounds, may occur most often in neurotic patients. The mechanism of dyspnea is related to poor alveolar ventilation and subsequent gaseous exchange disorder and hypoxemia. It is accompanied by hypercapnia and the accumulation of other pathologic metabolites collected in blood. Due to this, the respiratory center, being irritated, changes the program of breathing and provokes dyspnea. Sudden paroxysmal dyspnea is referred to as asthma. It manifests itself in attacks of breathlessness. Commonly, dyspnea is divided into three types, depending on the disorder of separate breath phases, inhalation and expiration. These are inspiratory dyspnea, connected with inhalation, expiratory dyspnea, appearing during expiration, and combined dyspnea, linked with both faulty phases. Inspiratory dyspnea develops commonly in gross airway stenosis. The etiology may be either inflammation or tumor, as well as derived from compression of the lung or bronchi by neighboring organs such as goiter, aortic aneurysm, etc. Other causes may be paralysis of vocal cords, laryngeal edema, for example, in diphtheria, true croup, an allergic edema, false croup, or a foreign body within a bronchus. All these and similar conditions are characterized by difficult inhalation and active work of the muscles in inhalation. If the extent of stenosis is considerable, inhalation is accompanied by a specific sound of high-pitched, noisy respiration, a so-called stridor easily audible from some distance. A bright example of stridor is a so-called reprise in whooping cough patients, a musical noisy inhalation after the attack of cough, inspiratory dyspnea is usually accompanied by normal breath rates, 16 to 18 breaths per minute for adults. The correlation of breath to pulse rates is usually 1 to 4, as normally should be in adults. Expiratory dyspnea is mostly caused by congestion and collection of excessive secretum in respiratory airways, such as in bronchiolitis. Edema of mucous membranes, detachment of dead cells from the inner surface of bronchi, and spasm of finest bronchi and bronchiolitis and bronchial asthma, or loss of normal pulmonary tissue elasticity and spring effect, causing the impossibility of passive expiration in pulmonary emphysema. All mentioned above may also generate expiratory dyspnea. In cases like these, constricted or dropsy bronchioli are still able to dilate during inhalation and give way to the airflow reaching alveoli. But during breathing out, which normally is passive, the expiration of air through the narrowed airways is retarded and obstructed. It is accompanied by the generation of specific musical sounds, even whistling. Combined dyspnea with both phases obstructed is characteristic of the restriction of pulmonary area surface, of restriction of lung excursion and gas exchange in pneumonia, exudative pleuritis, pneumothorax, atelectasis, high position of phrenic muscle. It must be clarified during patient interviewing what phase of breathing is more difficult for him or her, exhalation or inhalation or both. Ask the patient when the dyspnea most frequently occurs, in a state of rest or only in exercise such as physical work, running, bicycle riding, hill climbing, or walking upstairs. It is also important to ask if the patient hears some whistling or wheezing noises when breathing.